This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster My Podcast.
And these are the Dimensional Shamblers.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Call him Shamblor.
Yeah, you got to clean him up with your Dimensional Sham Wow.
So this is an exceedingly brief entry, which is good because this thing serves one very good purpose.
Yes, it steals things from museums. It teleports in the museum and teleports out.
Yep.
I like the description of this, which is just like it's a big scary kind of bug monster thing. But this dead-eyed rudiment of a head swaying drunkenly from side to side. That is a really good image.
Has one of my favorite adjectives, rugose.
Yeah, lots of rugose things. That's a classic Lovecraft adjective and stuff. But just like its head kind of lolling back and forth, like, you know, giving something that the Lovecraft monsters aren't often like cunning looking.
No.
And that's why they're scarier.
Yeah, they're good because they're dumb and doofy.
Yeah, it's like that blonde kid from the fifth season of Breaking Bad. You know, he's way scarier because he's kind of dull-eyed.
Yep.
You know, kind of dumb, and that makes him way scarier than if he was like sharp.
Yeah, but Todd is a tout with murderous malignity.
Yeah, Todd is a villain, you know. But he's just like too dumb to be like, he's scary dumb.
Yes,
you know. But yeah, so the reason why we say they steal things from museums is because this is from The Horror in the Museum, which is one of Lovecraft's weird collaborations he's done with people. They tend to be lesser stories. They're not usually very good,
right?
But this monster is a weirdly like shows up as, I think it's a monster in Quake and shows up in the tabletop game because it kind of fills like an ogre slot, which is rare.
So their trick is that they can shift between planes at will. And it only takes a turn. You can hurt them while they're doing it and they can't hurt you. But it just like takes up some magic points. And the thing is, if one of these comes in, bear hugs you and then warps away, you're lost forever. Like you have been unmoored in the plains.
Pretty bad. And that one round thing makes these things a real crazy, like DPS check.
Yes.
Like, can you kill it in a round? You know? And the nice thing, this only really works for this kind of class of monster because you conceivably could. You know, they're not that tough.
Yeah, like the average HP is like 18.
Yep.
Yeah.
Which you could do.
Yeah.
You know, they have a decent armor, but it's not amazing armor. Like these feel like they're designed for a video game, weirdly enough. Like,
yeah.
You know, this is a well-designed monster.
Yeah.
From a game perspective.
The problem is it would take a good game master to run this because, like, it is, you know, if you cannot do that, then that thing, that character is gone forever, you know.
Yeah. Well, you would do it with either a character and death is kind of cheap in this game, or you would do it with like an important NPC or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, or an important object.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, an important vase, you know, as such happens. Other than that, though, they're just kind of like ogres.
Yeah.
You know, they don't look like ogres. I'm describing them as an ogre because of their stats.
Yeah. Not holy but, ape, not holy insect.
Yeah. Like a big, boy, like those DN, like an Umber Hulk kind of looking thing.
Yeah,
almost, except not quite as big.
Yeah, but also not bursting through walls like an Umber Hulk does.
Yeah,
and maybe there is no Umber Hulk, or there is no dimensionalshambler.net.
Well, they don't have to burst through walls; they just go through them.
Oh yeah, walls like, don't this count.
This is a thing for if you are sick of Umber Hulks busting through your walls, but you still want to have Umber Hulks around. This is like a gentle Umber. This is like an Umber Hulk when you have renter's insurance.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.